Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Back here on Going Over. Joe and Fred with you from the kitchen sink. Our Saturday home. Next week we'll be here on Sunday, though. We're broadcasting from downtown Alton. Down by the marina, right? Down by the marina in Alton.
It depends on where the there's some construction going on near the end of the Alton Half Marathon, which we will be at next week.
Right.
And by the way, you can still register now. If you haven't registered for the Alton Half Marathon, you can all the way up till race day, but they can't promise you a shirt on race day. But, yeah, we'll either be at the marina or the amphitheater, or we'll be right down there. So we'll have the beautiful Clark Bridge and the river behind us and what I assume to be a near-death Joe Roderick.
See, it's 44 degrees right now. That's when we'll be running next week. It starts early. So it's going to be like about this temperature next week when I'm running. Need to figure out what to wear.
Shorts?
Oh yeah, that's I can't run in sweatpants.
Is it heat gear that keeps you warm, or is it cool gear that keeps you warm?
I don't know, but I can't do long sleeves because I have some of those, the tight, like, Under Armour shirts.
I have one. You can borrow it.
I have a couple that I need for, because I need to have my armband for my phone so I can listen to some tunes while I run.
What do you listen to?
I have a playlist. I have a playlist up on Spotify. That I'll use for that.
What if there's no Bluetooth, or what if there's no Wi-Fi?
Oh, that's fine. I have all the songs because I pay for Spotify, so you download the songs as soon as it downloads them to your phone, so you can listen to them without Wi-Fi.
That's sweet.
It is. Yeah.
What's that cost?
$10 a month.
God, that seems like a lot, man.
I know, but it's nice running. So it's one of those where I think I'm going to keep it, you know, at least throughout the summer when I'm running, but once it gets cold, I'll stop.
I have a strong opinion on subscription services. I'll give it to you now. Spotify I cannot pay for. I cannot justify it because I feel like I can hear music.
I just started doing it just for the playlist so I can listen to music.
The WWE Network's the only one I pay for because I want them to keep providing me with.
That's my thinking behind it, too.
Here's your incentive, WWE Network, my $120 a year.
That's what I'm thinking.
They don't have to.
But you know what you need to do? Sounds like you need to go down to our title sponsor here on the show and get a loan so maybe you can pick up one of those other outlets that you pay for every month.
I'll tell you
Fred.
What, you could do this, though. Loans are great. You need the money now. Go do that. They're going to give you the best rate in town. Share certificates, my friend. Share certificates.
Okay.
You can grow this year with only $1,000 down. It's a 1.17 return on 17 months. That is, if you put $1,000 down in 17 months, how much money will you have?
Math?
$1,170.
Okay.
So there you go. It's a big return right now. So check out Midwest Members Credit Union, midmembers.org. They have an excellent promotion going on at this point where, and it's not just $1,000. You can put down whatever amount of money you have that you want to invest, that you know you're going to get the 1.17 return. So check out that excellent share certificate. It cannot be beat in the area. It's limited time, so check out that branch in Wood River or Maryville, midmembers.org. That is your place if you live, worship, or work in Madison County.
What'd you get for?
Just bacon and eggs, man. With the Bell's palsy, the self-diagnosed Bell's palsy.
Right.
Okay, that's I'm going to the Anderson Walk-In Clinic after the show.
Okay.
I have a temporary insurance. You know, I just switched jobs.
Right.
It's going to cost me $50.
Okay.
And they're going to say, yeah, you have Bell's palsy, but since you already read everything on WebMD, you know we don't know why it occurs. There's about a million reasons, and we don't know how to fix it. You'll be better in 9 months.
9 months.
My Christmas cards will look good. I'll be smiling then.
Right.
And I feel like it's only worsening. I yearn to blink.
Well, you're blinking a lot out of your right eye.
Yeah, to compensate for my left eye.
Grove, he's just sitting over here like winking at me.
Jesus Almighty!
40,000 Americans a year. Sudden facial paralysis.
And that's what you think you have.
Yes. I can't wear contacts. So you know after this, I'm going to go and get LASIK right away.
Trade that out. Get a sponsor.
I don't hate that idea.
I guess we're getting faded by our guy Brandon Lang, unless the times got mixed up. I think he's out in Vegas. I think that's where he's based out of. I said 10:40. I thought I wrote CT on the and was clear about that. Maybe we'll get him in the second hour.
We've had Brandon Lang on the program before.
Yeah.
I've
hung out with Brandon Lang.
Free spirit.
Brandon Lang randomly texted me a few weeks ago with zero purpose.
Nice guy.
It was a really weird exchange.
I got a text the other day from David Bobora of a Washington State University logo that's somewhat like a sticker someone had put on the back of a seat in an airplane.
Oh, nice.
He was like, "Why is it?" I was like, "You went to Idaho." What are you doing, guy? Thanks, dude.
David Bobora hasn't texted me since then.
Well, you didn't go to Washington State.
I did email asking where our shirts were. Haven't gotten a reply yet to that email.
I saw you had a spot on NBC Nightly News the other day. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I got the email asking if I would tweet that out, and I responded, sure. Also, he told us he was getting us shirts.
Over $100 shirts.
Button-down shirts that never needed to be washed.
That was the best part of the shirt.
Sure, I'll retweet this for you if you send me a free shirt.
There are a lot of battles to pick in life, and laundry is one of them that I pick.
I don't mind doing laundry. It's the putting everything away afterwards that gets me.
As long as you fold it and put it in the basket. Then
no,
it's like,
I don't. I just kind of put everything in the basket.
Come on, Joe.
And if I see a nice enough shirt that I want to wear and it's a little wrinkly, I throw it back in the dryer.
You fluctuate a lot weight-wise.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a lot of clothes that just don't fit right now?
I've worked my way back into a lot of clothes.
Well, I'm not talking just small. I'm talking possibly big as well.
Oh, yeah. I put a shirt on the other day that was huge on me.
Just swimming.
Yeah.
There was a slur there with the S. Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a few shirts that I'm still working my way back into, and I'm good about probably 15 pounds away from those.
Okay.
So hopefully by summertime, we'll be back in those, so... Yeah, I have the definitely have a.
By the time you're at a full marathon,
yeah, that will never happen, never ever. I can't imagine. You see, and on top of that too, here's my thing about the full marathon. Here's my thing about the full marathon, is that I would have a goal, I would have a time in mind, and I don't know if I could do it. My time. For the marathon that I would try to beat, it's 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Where does that come from?
That's what Oprah ran the marathon in. And if I ran a marathon, I would have to run a marathon faster than Oprah. I could not run a marathon and then look at myself and say, you know what? Oprah bested me in this. So I'd have to run a marathon in under 4.5 hours. My goal next week is 2 hours for the half marathon.
When does it start?
I think 8 a.m.
Okay. So you're going to cross the starting line at 8 a.m.
Yes.
And we and you think you're going to be on this radio program at 10:30 a.m.
I want to be on this program in the first segment.
There is just no way.
Now, much like the Mardi Gras 5K, it got a little late start.
Which may happen.
Yeah. So, that you know, that there is a possibility of it having the late start. But you won't be there at 8 a.m. to see if it gets a late start or not.
You will text me.
No. No, because once I start step up to that start line, phone's going in, music is going on, and I don't plan on touching that phone again.
Then I'm coming at 8 a.m.
I'm turning on Map My Run so I can hear what my pace is and my time, turning on my music, and I'm off. That's the goal. That's the plan next week. You need me, you're not getting in touch with me. Might have an auto respond on the text. Can I set that up? Is that something you can set up?
I don't have an Android.
Can you set that up on an iPhone?
You can
somebody texts you, like you get an automatic reply?
That's not an email.
I feel like you could do that on a text.
You can do like do not disturb. Is that the but I guess that wouldn't send a response. That would just keep it from.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you do? Yeah, there is an auto reply.
Here's what you should say. Top five things you see. Here's what you should say.
What should my auto reply be for anybody that texts me between 8 and 10?
Sorry, guys, on the run. No, wait, that's not good. It has to have something to do with the half marathon.
I mean, I could just make it simple and say running a half marathon, phone not in hand.
Yeah, but then every text you would get back would say, LOL.
People not believing me?
Yes. Good one. I like how you're so worried about a 2.5-hour window where you're going to get so many texts. I will already know where you're at, so that eliminates, like, one of the people that text you the most.
Right. I mean, like, a group text, so, like, if they get into, like, a conversation or something, would that be every single time that somebody
yes.
would send a text?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny and annoying to them. So I might do that as well. But yeah, something to look forward to next Saturday. I cannot wait. Again, got to get through this run today. Make sure the leg is okay and we're able to do it. That's today's the big test. Should know today by about 4 o'clock if I'm going to be able to do this or not. So that'll be the time that we have. We have to get going, though. Guess no Brandon Lang. We'll see if we can slide him into that 11:20 segment, see if we can do that. Still Fred's top five. We've got some crack slippers, some Fred's sure thing all coming your way in the 11 o'clock hour. This is Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan.